Top 10 Craziest Campus Stories of 2018 by Tom Sikata on December 31, 2018. Here are Breitbart News Craziest Campus Stories of 2018. 2018 was filled with crazy campus stories. From affirmative action discrimination lawsuits to dick pic-seeking professors, campuses in 2018 never failed to entertain. Here are some of our favorite stories in this genre for 2018. 10. University of Georgia Dean Apologizes After Calling Then-Gubernatorial Candidate Brian Kemp a Nice Guy. University of Georgia Dean Charles Davis was forced to apologize after he published a tweet in which he praised Georgia's governor-elect Brian Kemp as a nice guy. Even though the pair attended high school together, Davis was forced to retract the praise. "I'd like to apologize to anyone offended by my tweet. Shout out to Brian Kemp," Davis wrote in a subsequent tweet. "It was ill-timed and poorly written. I've read and learned so much from you all and will endeavor to be more thoughtful." 9. Notre Dame students demand a porn filter for campus internet service. 1,000 faculty, students, and staff at the University of Notre Dame signed a petition that called on school officials to install an internet filter that would prevent students from accessing pornographic websites. The students behind the petition argued that the censorship was justified on account of the school's social justice principles. 8. Florida Atlantic University student threatened to kill professor over early exam. Student Rafael De Comas was arrested in December after he threatened to kill his professor over a 7 a.m. exam. "Bay I jurn, expletive, kill dis professor Bay. This is my confession to a premeditated murder," De Comas wrote on Twitter. 7. Professor says that small preschool furniture is problematic and gendered. Professor Jane Bone of Monash University in Australia published a research paper in January condemning the oppressive nature of preschool chairs. "In my first interactive encounter with the small chair, I felt that it talked back to me about the preschool as a workplace that is gendered, feminized, child-focused and ultimately disempowering," Bone wrote in the piece. 6. Evergreen State College faculty vote to ban the word covenant due to alleged ties to cultural genocide. It seems like Evergreen State College can't help itself. It always ends up back on this list. In early December, the Evergreen faculty fully embraced intellectual paranoia and banned the word covenant over its alleged ties to cultural genocide. Evergreen is currently fighting off a massive enrollment drop. In September, it was revealed that freshman enrollment is down 50% in the aftermath of the spring 2017 protests that received national media attention. This story flew under the radar, but it certainly belongs amongst the year's craziest campus tales. Professors at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan, were given hockey pucks this fall by the campus police chief. The chief told the professors that they throw the pucks at active shooters as a defense mechanism. The police chief said that the idea came to him when he was struck in the head with a hockey puck. Maybe that injury robbed him of his ability to think rationally. 4. Canadian professors write about intimacy of human-fish relations. Professors Sonia Boone, Leslie Butler, and Daze Jeffries of the Memorial University of Newfoundland in Canada published a strange academic piece in June about the allegedly intimate relationship between humans and fish. This is how they describe their work. "What does it mean to love fish? This chapter, a meditation on love, considers the space of encounter between the human and the more than human. Drawing on the work of Elspeth Probyn, Karen Amimoto Ingersoll, Sarah Ahmed, Lucy Ricare, Eve Tuck and C. Ree, it examines the profoundly embodied intimacy of human-fish relations, developing the idea of love through the lens of grief, mourning, loss, and haunting." 3. Northeastern professor Susanna Danuta Walters publishes Washington Post op-ed entitled "Why Can't We Hate Men?" Northeastern professor Susanna Danuta Walters published an op-ed in June that made the case that women should be encouraged to hate men. The column includes statistics that Walters uses to make the case that men oppress women with every chance that they get. 2. Law professor says milk is a tool of white supremacy. George Washington University Law School professor Ellen Gambert argued this year in a research paper that milk is a tool of white supremacy. Sociologist professor E. Melanie Dupuy has studied the historical links between milk drinking and manifestations of white supremacy in society, Gambert argued in the paper. 1. Georgetown professor says GOP senators deserve slow, miserable deaths and castration. Georgetown University professor Christine Fair takes this year's award for the craziest campus story of the year. In October, Fair called for acts of brutality against GOP senators for their participation in Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Look at this course of entitled white men justifying a serial rapist's arrogated entitlement, Fair wrote in the tweet. All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasps. Bonus, we castrate their corpses and feed them to swine? Yes. Did you enjoy this list? Be sure to read our roundup of the 5 craziest Harvard stories of 2018 here.